We are not the same. The playing ground is all level, sir. We came from another kingdom. We are polyphemous. Do you understand? Meaning extensions of another kingdom. You see, Christians trying to live life, trying to do their business, do their job, run their career, and make progress by human skill. You are wasting time. Your mind must be upon the everlasting covenant. We are that book of missional truth. Wherever God has sent you, listen, this is the message that will give meaning to your Christian experience. Without this, there is no purpose. And when an experience does not have a purpose, there is confusion and abuse. You cannot plan to reign without this revelation. It's not possible, sir. It's not possible, sir. The level of your dominion is a reflection of your level of skill in the doctrine of righteousness.
Loving us with such a great love. Thank you for caring for us with such a great care. Thank you for making us vessels of your mercy. Thank you because your goodness has landed upon us and is remaining. We love you, Lord. Lord, in this second service, I declare that burdens are lifted, yokes are destroyed, questions are answered. I declare that they are workings of miracles. In the name of Jesus. Let your word go forth like the two-edged sword. Let it cut out things from emotions. Let it cut out garbages from our souls. Let it cut out sicknesses and infirmities from our bodies. In the name of Jesus, let it polish our spirits. Let it polish our souls. Let it polish even the physical body. In the name of Jesus, in this service, I declare the release of life. In the name of Jesus, I declare the release of testimonies. In the name of Jesus, our heart desires are granted according to your will. Thank you for utterance. Thank you for the anointing is upon me to speak your word with power. Thank you for anointing is upon me to declare your counsel with power. Thank you, Lord, your anointing is upon me to bring deliverance, to bring favor, to bring grace, to bring healing, to bring transformation. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, we receive your word. Lord, you receive the manifestations of your presence. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you excited this morning? Give the Lord praise. Please, hallelujah. You may be seated. God bless you. Thank you, T.O.P. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Armstrong, good to see you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. This is our pastor from Lokoja, Glow Zone Church, Lokoja. Amen. Hallelujah. I was with them last week, very briefly, to see the wife and the baby. Is it father? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Those of you that are still playing, talk. Amen. The guy is out of the market, man. Praise ye the Lord. Masha Kalabaya. Thank you, Lord. It's a long time, right? Masha Kalaba. That used to be our tongues then. Masha Kalaba. Masha Kalaba. How many of you remember that? You need to be in Glory Zone for a long time to know that. Masha Kalaba. Oh, glory to God. Who came to church because of this? Masha Kalava. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Say, I'm the vessel of God's mercy. God's goodness is upon my head all the days of my life. Hallelujah. You know, what you get out of life is what you see. What you can't see, you can't experience. What you can't see, you can't seize. What you can't see, you can't have. Even if it crosses your life accidentally, it will disappear accidentally because you can't see it. What keeps things around you is the vision of your heart. What can you see? The Lord told Jeremiah, he said, son of man, what can you see? And the prophet told him, he said, Lord, I see the branch of an almond tree. That was the type of Christ. Amen. That was the type of Christ. And God told him, he says, you have seen well. Now I will hasten my word to perform it. That means the performance of God's word is hinged on the visions in our heart. You now see why God is particular about the hearing of faith and the meditations of our heart. Because through hearing and meditation, you change the pictures in your heart. I say that again, through the hearing of faith and the meditations of your heart, you change the pictures on your inside. And the moment the pictures are changed, he said, Lord, I see the branch of an almond tree. Meaning, I see the Christos. Amen. I tell you that Christ is revealed in the Old Testament, revealed in the New Testament. We see him everywhere. 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 From Genesis to Revelation. You know, Ura Roberts preached a message, the fourth man in the fire. And then he revealed Jesus through every book of the Bible. You see him in Genesis as the seed of the woman. You see him in Exodus as the Passover lamb. You see him in Number as the high priest, Leviticus as the high priest, in Deuteronomy as a prophet unto Moses. Amen. He's there in Joshua. You will see him. You will see him. You will see him in types and shadows. The captain of Lord's host in Joshua, all through the scripture, you can see him. In the first service, for those of you who are around, you saw the cross. How that was remarkable. I couldn't stop shouting when I saw it. I couldn't stop shouting. That's remarkable, isn't it? Maybe put it up again. Just put it up somewhere. Remarkable. The abode of the children of Israel in their tents. Judah and his brothers, Reuben, Dan, and that's Ephraim, I think. Glory to God. And then in the center is the tent of meeting, where the Ark of the Covenant is, and with the sons of Levi. Hallelujah. This was what he saw. And the moment he saw this, he could not behold iniquity in Jacob. He could not see perverseness in Israel. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. We see Christ all through scriptures. We see him revealed. You know, even after his resurrection, on his way to Emmaus, one of my favorite portions of scriptures, as far as being a minister is concerned, it shows me my priority as a minister of the gospel. The Bible says Jesus, talking with the disciple on the way to Emmaus, beginning at Moses and the prophet, expounded to them the things concerning himself. Luke chapter 24. How could Jesus begin from Moses, that is the law, and the prophet, expounding to them the things concerning himself while he was there with them? To the religious man, or to the religious mind, or to the mystical mind, he should just say, "Ooh, I am he. See my hand. See the nails. See my side." Reprimanded Thomas for demanding to see his hands and his side, even though he showed him. It wasn't a commendation. And what he did to the disciples on the way to Emmaus earlier reveals to us his preferred way of revealing himself, the scripture. It shows us the superiority of scripture over experiences. It shows us the superiority of scriptures over human experiences. He was standing there, but he took them to the scriptures. Glory to God. Peter the apostle the other day was saying, he says, we have not followed cunningly devised fables. Amen. He said, for we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For we were with him on the holy mount when the voice came from the excellent glory, saying, this is my beloved son, hear him. But he said, we have a more sure word of prophecy, wherewith you do well to hold unto, as unto a light that shines in the dark place, until the day dawns and the day star arises in your hearts. So when you play with the word of God, you are playing with God. Why? God is one with his word. If the word of God cannot help you, the God of the world is helpless. God is one with his word. He says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. I want to paint a picture in your heart. How many of you are really looking forward to the day? Your checkbook. The pastor, this is 10 million. Yes, amen. You know, I was talking to a dear man of God in Abuja in the car. He was telling me how somebody walked to him and gave him a 10 million naira check. Glory to God. Yeah, I was inspired. You can do many things. Glory to God. I won't be saying sound. Praise God. We're almost there. Yes, sir. I say we have blown. Who believe that? I know you understand the language, so I have to use it. Do you believe? Let me tell you the fastest way to prosper. When you put the kingdom of God before you. When you say, Lord, just give me this money. I'll give it to church. You'll never be poor. Did you hear what I said? If you ensure the house of God goes to a particular level, you are inside. Listen, you cannot be part of a moving vehicle and be stagnant. It's not possible. How many of you really in your heart, you are, I know not many people understand that. That's why I'm bringing it to an understanding. Where your passion for the millions is for the house of God. Let me see your hand. You are saying, God, give me money. I want to give money in millions. I'm tired of this 10,000, 20,000, 50,000, 100,000. You have to be tired though. If you're not tired, the time will be long for your manifestation. Are you aware that through scripture, hunger and anger are requirements for manifestations? That was how I started giving millions. But you need to come up hither. Glory to God. I should be able to say, I need 50 million. I need 50 people that will give me 1 million in the next 1 month. Amen. Now they are still few, but I don't want them to be few. I release the grace of the millions upon you. In the name of Jesus, and those of you watching me online, if you are not in need yet, I stretch my hand in the name of Jesus and I release the grace for the millions upon you. In the name of Jesus. So when we're talking about those who drop checks of 2 million, 5 million, 10 million, you are the one doing it. Not by faith, in reality. Can I get an amen? Is somebody angry as I'm talking? Are you angry in your spirit? And as you are angry, some of you to start with the sacrifice. You to start by selling your car to give your first 1 million naira seed. Listen, you have to give what you can lose so you can have what you cannot lose. Amen. Some of us, that's how we started. You look for what you have. What can I have to stretch? You've been a Christian for a while. You can't say you've given 200,000 to God at once. You should be angry. Praise God. Sorry. This is God talking to someone. You challenge yourself. Can I talk to you a little? You know, the way to conquer money is by setting, the beginning is by setting targets and hitting it. Targets of givings. That means, let's say for example, you've never given 50,000 at once to God. You set it and you give it. You've done 50,000, you've never done 100. Are you with me? Can I teach you? Can I coach you? I mean, you don't just pass through, okay, is what I have, I'll give now, and then you'll be passing through. You will struggle for long, except you want to cheat, you want to steal, you want to be corrupt. I'm teaching you God's way. You will set target. Listen, whatever you have given, you have conquered. And how do you do? You set a target. You hit that target and move to the next level. That's how to do it. So you've never given 200,000 before. What are you going to do? You set it and you walk towards it and give it. The moment you give it, you have changed levels. You've never given 1 million before. You may have used millions to do things. Eyes in the eye of God. Blessed Lord Jesus. Let me. Hallelujah. Thank you. In the eyes of God, you are not a true millionaire. A millionaire in the eyes of God is someone who has given 1 million to God. Write it somewhere in your book so that you know where a millionaire is. You know, someone who has used millions to do things. Someone, listen, I used to tell people, you are shouting, what are their names of these secular people? You are shouting, person just bought private jet. Boy, see now, see car, see house. It's like tourist attraction. You are tripped. Listen, I am not touched a little bit. It is not committing to opening. Are you with me? I am not moved. How much people have in this life doesn't move me. What moves me is how much of that money is used for soul winning. And that's the way you should think. If you don't think like that, you are carnal. You are already shaking hands in private jet. Can you rest this on our side now? I wanted to stroke him. He's on our side. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're moving more on our side. Glory to God. Amen. Also, you are shaking. See money. See, nobody's money should move you if they are not giving for soul winning. Don't be tricked. Don't be impressed. And so what? Does he give for the advancement of the kingdom? If the answer is no, his money perish with him. That's how to be a mature Christian. I'm not moved. Hey, okay, how much has he given for the gospel? Does he sponsor crusades? Has he built churches? Does he partner with ministries? Listen, are you aware that has anybody around you ever died before since you were born? What came to your mind? The emptiness of life, right? It shows you that the only thing people cross from here with is their works and the content of their soul, the quality, the nature of their soul. It's amazing, but it's real. They left the house, they left the cars. They left the money in the bank so that their children can fight over it. Sometimes they fight and kill themselves over it. It's to show you what really matters. What really matters. Now, if they don't cross to the other side with their Lamborghini, with the S-Class, with the mansion, that shows you it's just for here. Is that true? Well, we also use them. Glory to God. But it's to show you what really matters. Did it facilitate the salvation of men? Did their wealth facilitate the transformation of lives? Did their wealth facilitate the advancement of the kingdom of God? If the answer is no, and you are truly spiritual, it shouldn't move you because it's nothing. Are you listening? They say they help the poor. The poor people that Jesus helped, they have died. If they are not born again, they are in hell. Do you understand? You help the poor. But talk to me, somebody. What takes a man to heaven? Salvation of the soul, right? So if a man's soul is not saved, where is he going to? Talk to me. Some of you, like, you don't believe anymore. You've been watching Oprah show. When a man's soul is not saved, he doesn't believe in the sacrifice of Jesus, where does he go to? Hell. Can his good work save him? That means the greatest thing you can do is to contribute to the salvation of a man's soul and the discipline of a man to prepare that man for the coming of the king. Did you get it? If a man is hungry, you give him food, it's good. But if he doesn't receive salvation, you have not helped him ultimately. That's the truth. If a man is sick, you minister healing to him. He gets healed. I asked you 2 Sundays ago that all the people that Jesus healed, where are they now? Talk to me, somebody. Where are they? Are they still in Jerusalem? They are dead. It's to show you what is temporal from what is eternal. The transformation of a soul. The salvation of a soul. It has not changed though. It has not changed. And that should govern your concept of life. That should govern what you hold tightly and what you hold loosely. That should govern who you praise, who you are impressed with, and who you are not impressed with. Because you know what is in the heart of the Father. You know what bothers the Father. You know what is the center of the heart of God. And then that's just the way you think. You know, I'm not moved. Amen. You know, a friend of mine was telling me about another guy that we know and all that used 35 million to buy a car for a babe. Amen.
And I said, okay, that's good for him. It doesn't contribute to the advancement of the kingdom. I know him. And they have even broken up themselves. Amen. Amen. You know, that kind of relationship, you know, is going to break up. Because the girl's eyes were flying. Amen. Glory to God. Everybody knew, glory to God, that it wasn't going to work. And you carried 35 million to buy. You didn't collect it afterwards. Amen. The question you ask is, has he ever carried 35 million to give to his church? Or he did it to be in a class? You know, there's, you feel like you have class. You just bought this car. Those things are empty. Are you listening? I know I'm talking to millionaires and billionaires. It's just a matter of time. But listen, let your value system be right. And show God that your value system is right from now. You know all those foolish prayers that some Christians pray, Lord, bless me with this, you know what I'll do. Mm-mm. Start with where you are now. When we look at the pattern of your spending, the pattern of the use of your money, your time, we can know where your heart is. God works with percentage. Glory to God. The Bible says, he that is faithful in little is also faithful in much. Isn't that what Jesus said? So God can look at where you are now and know what you do when the millions come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Are you learning something already? Let your value system be right. You know, there are people who feel they're educated. They say, come on, Africa is a praying country, a praying continent. Nigerians, we like praying too much and things are not even working. When you go to Europe, everything is working. Ah! I said, it's better to live in the jungles of Africa and be on your way to heaven than live in the skyscrapers of Europe and roast in hell. What do you think? Talk to me. What do you think? We believe in societal development, but please, let's have things in perspective. Let's have things in perspective. And by the way, just for the knowledge, there was a time Europe was worse than Africa. Are you aware? When you read the Bible, I like to tell Europeans when I meet them, the barbarians that the Bible talks about were Europeans. Because civilization was around Greek and part of Asia. The barbarians were the Western Europe. In fact, they were the barbarians. Glory to God. Are you with me? And don't forget that Europe had over 100 years of intense revival. And in the period of that revival, there was no development. Follow me. There was no serious development. But listen, those seasons of prayer, those seasons of revival, those seasons of preaching, those seasons of giving attention to the things of the Spirit were responsible for the development that came forth afterwards. It is the spiritual first, then the natural. Are you listening to me? So don't be quick. It's amazing when people just fly, maybe they fly to Europe, fly to America, they have a few dollars in their account, they start feeling civilized. And when they see light 24 hours and it do not blink, they just feel, oh, that's where God lives. That's quite carnal. Amen. I'm shooking table. Glory to God. And that's what kind of, we saw it during the COVID-19. We saw it. We saw brethren we thought had more sense misbehaving and talking anyhow on social media. Amen. Because they just have a few dollars coming to their hands. They just feel amazing. Amazing. Listen, the final authority is the word of God. Are you listening to me? And you must give the word of God premium in your life. Concerning everything, the word of God is the first and the final authority. There's nothing less than it. So if what you are thinking is not consistent with what God thinks according to the revelation of his word, you drop it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you still with me? You said you got that hot sermon because my sound wasn't working. And hope you enjoyed it. Hope you are blessed by it. Hallelujah. All right, the shout of a king and the victory of the saints. I just have about 20 minutes and I'm going to share. Well, I didn't just say the things I said because I wanted to say them. the Spirit of God wanted me to go in that direction. And I'm sure that is God talking to someone. That is God aligning someone's mindset, aligning someone's paradigm, aligning someone's way of thinking, aligning someone's value systems. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise God. Listen, you cannot represent God beyond the boundaries of your value system. No, you cannot. You cannot. What is the most important thing to you as you are seated here right now? What are the most important things to you? Meaning, what can you live for and what can you die for? Somebody says you've not found what to live for yet until you find what you can die for. And that death could be figurative. Meaning, what can you give everything up for? What can you inconvenience yourself for? What can you discipline yourself for? Glory to God. What can you let go your rights for? What can you let go your rights for? He shows what you can live for. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus gave his life. And then God is telling you to empty your account and he's killing you. Jesus gave his life. God is telling you to give your car and he's killing you. Say, not me. Glory to God. You have to give what you cannot keep, so you can have what you cannot lose. There are things you can lose. You can lose money, true of us. You can lose cars, true of us. You can lose relationships, true of us. So never bend your conviction. Never bend or compromise on God's word because of what you can lose. If it's human favor you are looking for, you can lose it. Why bend the word of God? In fact, the word of God cannot be bent. Why bend yourself against the word to keep the relationship when it can be lost? Why disobey the voice of God to keep money when it can be lost? Or to keep a car, to keep a house when it can be lost? Or to keep a job when it can be lost? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, part of my job as your pastor is to help you build conviction. Because men of conviction rule this world. Women of convictions rule this world. Hi. Please, remind me to play that video next week Sunday. You know, I mentioned a video to you 2 Sundays ago about Ibuku Awosheka. How many of you watched that video? You watched the video when she was talking about how her life was slow for about 15 years. And then suddenly she was everywhere. How many of you have seen that video? I promise I'll bring it on Sunday to play for you. You see, this shows you that, look, experience is consistent. The true experience of God's power, of God's favor, of God's glory is consistent with these things we're talking about. It is consistent. God owes no man. No. God does not fail. God will never drop his word for any man. It may take time, but it will come to pass. If you take your stand with conviction, with a resolve, with a resolve, you are resolved to stand on this word. You are resolved to take side with this wisdom. You are resolved to move in the path that is right. He will show up. He will show up. This is God talking to someone. Never, never bend your conviction about God's word to gain favor because of money, to keep a thing. No. Those things are nonsense. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you here? You're all quiet. Are you here? Hallelujah. All right. The shout of the king and the victory of the saints. All right, Numbers 23. Let me see what I can brush. I'm just yielding to the Spirit. In fact, I feel the anointing on me. I feel the anointing of God's Spirit. If you are sick in your body here this morning, I release the healing power of God on you. I command that growth to dematerialize. In the name of Jesus, I command that growth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I command that growth to dematerialize. I command that pain to go. In the name of Jesus, I command that ear pain, that ear impairment to go. In the name of Jesus, who is the person? Just, you can put your hand in that ear. In the name of Jesus, I command the pain to leave. I command the high sound. I don't know, who is the person? I'm seeing an ear. Here's you. What is it? Yeah, loud sound. Put your hand in that ear. Is that your right ear? In the name of Jesus, I take authority over that pain, over that sound, that loud sound in the ear. In the name of Jesus, I release the healing power of God over that ears. Healed in the name of Jesus. Be thou made whole. Be healed. Be healed. Function normally. In the name of Jesus. Of Jesus. Check. Begin to check that ear now. You are healed. You are healed. I'm seeing it short-sighted. Short. You can't read from afar. The Lord is touching you. Who is the person? The Lord is touching the eyes. The Lord, put your hands on your eyes. In the name of Jesus, I command restoration. Perfect sight. Perfect sight. Perfect sight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Perfect sight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You are in that category. Short-sighted. Long-sightedness. In the name. Stand up. Just put your hand on your eyes and stand up. In the name of Jesus. Can we just speak in tongues under our breath? Very quietly. Just lay your hands on your eyes. Short-sighted. Long-sighted. And you are believing God for a healing. If you want to live on glasses, no problem. You are believing God for a healing. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing to those eyes. I speak healing to those eyes. If you couldn't see far before, begin to see far. If you couldn't see closely, begin to see closely. In the name of Jesus, healing to their eyes. Jesus. Malako sebrandi le sushtepa. Orabatelebosa ligebrunde sushta. Let the substance of the eyes begin to align. Let the substance of the eyes begin to align. Let the substance of the eyes begin to align. In the name of Jesus, let it begin to align. In the name of right now, let it begin to align. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Mara sebali zebrunda. Korabaka sukshta. Horabadileto sabratidos kapai. Yelelebo sudagabayid. The hand of the Lord is resting upon those eyes. Right now. Right now. Jesus. 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. They are healed in their eyes. Thank you, Lord. Can you begin to check the eyes now? Begin to check the eyes. If you can turn back, I think there's an inscription on the words. If you can read, for those of you that were short-sighted, you can turn and see. If you are long-sighted, you can carry your book, your Bible, and check it. Just check it. Can we check it now? Can we check it? Check it. Check it. Check it. Check it. How many of you are long-sighted? Short-sighted? You can't read from afar. Let me see your hand. You couldn't read from afar before I prayed for you. You couldn't read from afar. You couldn't read from afar. I can't remember the measurement or the distance now. But can you put a word on the screen? Put some things on the screen. Try. You can use that cell phone. You can use that to test some of the writings there. You can use them to test. Those of you here, you can use the back. Please check. The Lord is touching your eyes. Check, 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 check. And let me know what the Lord is doing. Just check. Just check. Let me know what the Lord is doing. Just check. Action is a switch of God's power. Action is a switch of God's power. Just check. Let me know what the Lord is doing. Let me know what the Lord is doing. What can you read? What is the improvement? What is the difference? Let me see. If there's a difference, just wave your hands and maybe rejoice so that we know. You can try to read. Anybody among the people that stood up, any difference? Blessing. Can you see somebody? Is that happy or blessing? Has blessing, blessing. What is the difference? What is the difference? Give a mic. Is someone? Do I have protocol? Do I have pastors here? Please carry mic. Carry mic to her. Thank you, Jesus. Just speak in tongues. Just speak in tongues. Okay, give a mic. Yeah.
I can read everything. Though it's a little blurry, but I can read everything.
Can you read it?
He has not beheld iniquity in Jacob.
Wow, that means there's a difference between how it was before,
yes,
and now. Of course,
yes,
a long-sighted person from there. You can see the font. Can you see the sizes? Who is here? Please check. The hand of the Lord is upon your eyes. Glory to God. All of you, something is happening. something is happening, let us know. Let us know. You can do a more proper check after now because of our time. Let us know what the Lord has done. There's somebody here, you lost your job. You can't sit. You can't sit. There's somebody here, you lost your job. What about you? Yes, I prayed for your ears. How does it come? What's happening? Where you are in a quiet place, you are healed. So you let us know. Amen. It won't come back again. In the name of Jesus. Somebody lost your job. You lost. Thank you, Lord. Two people. One, you lost your job. Two, like a breadwinner in your house, lost the job. The person lost his or her job. I want to pray for you. Who is the person? You just lost your job. Or, and another person, a breadwinner in your house, they lost their employment, lost their channel of income. Can I just pray for you? Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of... Is that you? Who is the person? You can just wave where you are. A breadwinner in your house. Just wave where you are. You don't need to come out. You don't need to come out. You don't need to come out. The breadwinner in your house or you. What about you? What happened? Your dad. Your wife. Oh, I'm going to pray for her. Is she in service? Oh, she's still at home. That's true. Nothing. It's not a problem. In the name of Jesus, your dad, I'm going to pray for both of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be restoration. Let there be restoration. Let there be restoration. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Let there be restoration. By the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Jobs are restored. Better jobs. Better opportunities. Better open doors. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. It's done. It's done. Just speak in tongues where you are. Where you are. Those of you in the overflow hall, just are there people there? Okay, on they have a screen. Just speak in tongues where you are. Just speak in tongues where you are. Armstrong, things have changed. Things have changed. Things have changed. That city is subdued before you. Come closer to me. Let me lay hands on you. That city is subdued before you. In the name, no, stand. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord will begin to send you men. The Lord will begin to send you helper. The Lord will begin to send you money. In the name of Jesus, Sabado Gebrosa, I declare a fresh fragrance of the Spirit, a fresh aroma of the Spirit. From you, a fresh fragrance is oozing out, compelling the city to favor you, commanding a new response, commanding a new body language from the city towards you. In the name of Jesus, fresh fragrance. Let things begin to work. In the name of Jesus, you are empowered. In the name of Jesus, go and reproduce what you see here, there. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the hand of the Lord is upon you. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Lage bredo sushta. Can you make your request known to God in the next 2 minutes? What is the overriding desire in your heart? Listen, expectation is the wisdom for manifestation. What do you have in your heart? I just need the drummer to just hit. What do you expect? What is your heart desire? Just whisper to the Lord. What do you want in the second half of the year? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Just mention them to the Lord. Mention them to the Lord. 1, 2, 3. Mention them to the Lord. Mention them to the Lord. The hand of the Lord is upon you. The strength of the Lord is yours. Receive your heart desires. 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 Morabakasa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's yours. Listen, there's somebody here. I don't know who it is. God has told you to sell your car and give the money to God. I'm confirming it to you. Go and do as you have heard. Now, what I'm saying is not new. You've heard it before. Amen. So you either give the car or redeem it with an equivalent money. Now, if you are hearing it for the first time, discard it. But the person I'm talking about is a confirmation. It's not something that has not crossed your mind. Amen. Thank you, Lord. For the Lord said, that shall open unto you gates to dimensions you never thought possible. Gates to possibilities you never thought possible. That will bring you into a new corridor of grace, a new corridor of prosperity, a new corridor of strength and power. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see a supernatural marriage this year. There's a lady here. Listen, there's a lady here. It looks like it's not possible to be married this year. But I'm saying marriage or no engagement. Married. Bam! In 2020, you're married. In the name of Jesus, God will confirm his word and you have a testimony. In the name of Jesus. Don't be ashamed of it, oh. Amen. Amen. You're in a relationship or not and it doesn't look like it. Bam! It will happen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me just share something briefly, then I close. My time is practically up. Let me share something briefly. You may be seated, for those of you standing. Okay. Amen. The shout of a king is among them. The shout of the king is among them. And we began from there, Numbers 23, verse 21, this morning. And awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, so we began to talk about how that your understanding, your revelation of righteousness must become a skill. Amen. And the Bible says, I'm paraphrasing now, that what separates a matured Christian from an immature one is their skillfulness in the word of righteousness. He didn't say their knowledge of the word of righteousness, their skill. Amen. Their skill. I'm going to say the skill. To be skillful means to be able to apply knowledge precisely in order to improve performance. Glory to God. I say that again. A skill is the ability to use knowledge precisely in order to improve performance. That's what a skill is. So if you truly understand righteousness, it must show in the victory of your life. It must show in the results of your life. Are you listening? So according to God's standard, your understanding of righteousness must impart a skill that positions you to reign. I'm going to say reigning in life, the degree to which you reign is a function or a revelation of your level of skill in the word of righteousness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, so he says, God has not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither has he seen perverseness in Israel. I'm going to say, it's not because they did not have iniquity. It's not because they did not have perverseness. God could not see it. And then I went further to talk about, you can get the materials. It's something different I'm saying. Okay, I went further to talk about how that, to explain to you what God saw. What God saw when he looked from heaven, what he saw. And that was a picture we placed at the beginning of the sermon. Glory to God. How that Israel dwelt in his tent. In chapter 24, the prophet Balaam explained what he saw. He said, how goodly are thy habitations, right? Are thy dwelling places. He said, Israel abode, that they abide in their tents according to their tribes. I said, what he was talking about was the arrangements according to their tribes, like the cross. So what God saw was a cross. Glory to God. It was a cross. Hallelujah. So he said the shout of the king, the teruah of the king is in their midst. The shout of the king is in their midst. All right, so, okay, that's the picture there. I explained in the first service. You can get it from the media people. Amazing. This was the children of Israel according to their tribes. According to their tribes. You can Google it. You see other pictures. According to their tribes. Remarkable. We can see the cross in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, Psalm 89. All right. Thank you for the time. Psalm 89, verse 15. Let me see if I can drop this very quickly. Then we'll continue next week Sunday. Blessed, 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 blessed. Or how do we pronounce it? Blessed. Hallelujah. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Give me Amplified Translation. Now, this explains what the joyful sound really means. He's not just shouting. It is a shout from a position of revelation. Are you listening? It is a shout, a roar, an alarm. Thank you. That's the word. An alarm of a blast of a trumpet, a shout of victory coming from a position of revelation. I need to follow me. Look at this. Blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied are the people who know the joyful sound. What does it mean? Who understand and appreciate the spiritual blessings symbolized by the feasts. By the feast. So he's talking about those who understand the spiritual implications of the feast of the Jews. Can I teach this morning? Of the feast of the Jews. That's what he's talking about. The joyful sound there is talking about the feast of the Jews. Symbolized by the feast. Spiritual blessings symbolized by the feast of the Jews. Now, the Jews, God gave them seven major feasts. And those seven major feasts, listen, God does not do anything outside of Christ. Remember I told you that the core of scripture is Christ and redemption. That means on God's mind, when he was giving them the feast to have as a memorial, he had Christ and redemption on his mind. Every of the Jewish feast has a prophetic significance. Are you with me? So that's what he's talking about. That joyful sound is the revelation of the spiritual symbolism of the Jewish feast. And that is Christ and redemption. You can see the shout of the king here. So what are the Jewish feasts? We have the four feasts in the spring and the three spring in the fall. Now the first four are in the spring. Number one is the Passover. Number two is the unleavened bread. Number three is the first fruits. Number four is Pentecost, the Feast of Weeks. Follow me very closely. Now, all of this happens in the spring. Coincidentally or interestingly, these four have been fulfilled prophetically through the church, through Christ's sacrifice, redemption, and the birth of the church. The last three are the ones in the fall. It happens later in the year. The fall, spring and fall, right? Spring is between March and June or so. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And by the way, Nigeria, we don't have spring. Go. Don't say, oh, we are in spring. There's nothing like that. It's rainy season and dry season. God bless you. Don't sound funky. There's no spring. Hamatan. Thank you. Hallelujah. So we are in spring. Back in the spring. Glory to God. Oh, that's by the way. What are the four feasts in the spring? I said number one, the Passover. Number two, your living bread. Number three, the first fruit. Number four, Pentecost. Amazing. These have been fulfilled. Hallelujah. Number one, the Passover. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. The Bible says, put it up. 1 Corinthians 5, 7. Let's start from there. Put it up. 1 Corinthians 5, 7. Hi. He said, purge. He said, purge out therefore the old living, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, read it for me. Even Christ, read it for me. Our Passover is sacrificed for us. That means when they had that lamb without blemish and they kept the Passover by the instruction of the Spirit, it was a prophetic adumbration of Christ coming to die for humanity. Are you here this morning? They were keeping the Passover, but it was speaking about Christ that is to come. And the New Testament, the Bible says, Christ has become our Passover. Christ has become our Passover. That means evil has passed over us somewhere else. Oh, glory to God forevermore. That means we have a sacrifice. That means we are no longer the object of his wrath. We have become the object of his mercy. That means the anger of God has passed over us. Christ is my Passover. Oh, I say it all the time. Christ is my Passover. You can see, he said, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. When Satan wants to intimidate you with death, tell him Christ is my Passover. Because in Exodus 12, that angel of death could not touch any house that had the mark of the blood of the Passover. When he saw the blood, a Passover. And by the way, have you thought about it? It doesn't matter who was in the house. If an Egyptian entered that house, he was saved. God's answer to death is blood. This is why you must not joke with the communion. God's answer to death is blood. He said, mark the lintels. Put the sign. And but it was like the sign of the cross. The lintel and the doorpost. It was like the sign of the cross. Oh, glory to God. When the angel of death came and saw the blood, when he sees the blood, he passes over. Next, when he sees the blood, he passes over. If you're a Jew, you may have a covenant with God. If your doors, post, and lintel was not marked, the angel of death will visit that house. Why? In the realm of the spirit, we deal with legalism. We deal with legality, rather. We deal with legal things. I will see the blood and I'll pass over. Do you see Christ as your Passover? For you, for your business, for your family, Christ is your Passover. Christ is your Passover. And he has been sacrificed. He has been sacrificed. It's amazing. Go to them, keep the feast of the Passover. But in that is the spiritual significance of Christ being sacrificed for us. He's our Passover lamb. Oh, hallelujah. He's my Passover lamb. Christ is my Passover. I will never crash in a car, in a plane, sink in a ship. No. Or be killed because Christ is my Passover. When the evil sees me, it passes over. Can I get an amen? Amen. Christ is my Passover. Christ is my Passover. When the pestilence, when economic pestilence is coming, he sees my house. He sees my business. He sees my enterprise. What will he do? Passover. Because Christ, my Passover, has been sacrificed. Listen, the blessings of this kingdom are voice activated. They are picture sized and voice activated. That means you have to say it. Christ, my Passover, has been sacrificed for me. I told those who were in the first service, I told them, look, in this kingdom, you must know where your foundation is. On earth, every man will stand by his sacrifice. And for us, that sacrifice is Christ crucified. Oh, we are standing by it every minute, every hour. Why will your marriage work? Because you have a fine face. You must be joking. They are finer faces. Amen. Why will your marriage work as a man? Because you have scopes in your mouth. That people that can talk better than you. Glory to God. Because you are cute? No. Because Christ, your Passover, has been sacrificed. Why will your business work? Christ, your Passover. Why will your life amount to much? On this side of eternity, there is a speaking blood. Oh, there's a Passover blood. There's a Passover blood. And you activate it. You put it before you here and there. This is why we break bread every week. And I told you, in your house, break it every day. Hallelujah. Jesus said, as often as you can. As often, as often, as often. Christ, my Passover, is sacrificed for me. Put it on your mouth and say. Thoughts of fear crosses your mind. What are you supposed to do? Christ, my Passover, has been sacrificed. I have a Passover, sir. I have a Passover, ma. You say, Satan, I have a Passover. And you know it. When you see the blood, you've got a Passover. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know why I told you that the vision, the picture of the believer that God has is not a weak, poor, beggarly, weakling waiting to escape to heaven. No! We have a Passover. We have a Passover. Why there was wailing in the house of the Egyptian? The Jews had a Passover. And Christ has become a Passover. It's amazing. That is, do you know that Christ was killed at Passover? Is that a coincidence? Glory to God. Let me rush because of our time. I'm actually out of time. Let me add the feast of the living bread. Are you getting something? Now, the feast of the unleavened bread, unleavened talks about sinlessness. Sinlessness. Unleavened talks about no sin. He told them, eat bread without yeast. That's unleavened. So yeast, he said, was like a symbol in that context, was like a symbol of contamination of sin. Amen. So the unleavened, oh God, God is amazing. The unleavened is sinlessness. Do you know that Jesus was buried during the feast of the unleavened bread? That is to show you that in his burial, the power of sin is broken. The power of sin is taken. Oh, is somebody here? The power of sin is broken. We have entered into sinlessness. That means no believer has an excuse. Christ in his burial dealt with the power of sin. No sin should hold you captive, because Christ is our living bread. Christ is our feast of a living bread. That he was buried, the power of sin was destroyed. The Bible says, there that be Christ have crucified the flesh with his lust thereof. That's Galatians chapter 5, right? Verse 24. So he said, that which are Christ have crucified the flesh. Have passes. Listen, the day you got born again, the flesh was crucified. You just grow in the consciousness of it. As someone said, but Paul said he dies daily. That means you crucify the flesh daily. That's fallacy. That's fallacy. In context, and he told them, he was talking about the constraints of ministry. What did he say in 2 Corinthians, the same Corinthians when he was writing to them, the same people? He said, death walketh in us that life may walk in you. So apply it the same way. If he's dying daily and he said life will walk in you, that means say him is crucified daily, you should be walking in the flesh. Are you getting it? I died daily. He's talking about the constraints and the challenges of ministry. The labels, the exposure of that. In fact, he said that in 1 Corinthians 15, in the middle of having an argument for resurrection. He said, guys, if people are not going to be raised on the last day, why are we doing what we're doing? We're exposed to death all the time. We should just go and eat and have party, for tomorrow we all die and there's no resurrection. Are you seeing the context? There that I be Christ have crucified the flesh with the lust and the passions. Listen, sin has no power over you. Sin has no power. Sin has no power. No sin. There's no sinful habit that has the power over you. The power is taken. By the way, simple logic. You are not born with it. You learn it. That means it can be unlearned. Glory to God. The power of sin is broken. Just behold your real man, your real self in the mirror of God. The power of sin is broken. Are you here? Sin has no power over the believer. The power of sin is broken. It has no power. Oh, he said we are crucified with him. The life we live is now his life. Hallelujah. This is what shouting about. This is the foundation for the shout of victory that we have. Hallelujah. Christ is at our feast of unleavened bread. The power of sin is broken. The power of sin is broken. You look it in the eye, say, in the name of Jesus, your power is broken over me. And you walk away free. Somebody say, just like that. Yes, just like that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are not what you do. You are who God says you are. If that revelation alone will empower you, you know what you do. Glory to God. Nothing, listen, no habit should render you effective in prayer. I told you about the danger. The sin for the believer is sin robs the believer of confidence before God. Amen. I think I taught about that some weeks ago. But Christ is your feast of unleavened bread. What are you going to do about it? You're going to use it. Glory to God. Like, this is what I used to chisel myself over the years. I'm a victorious man. No struggles. Before God, I tell you the truth. No struggles. I say he's struggling with this one. He's watching this one. He's doing this one. He wants to lie. He wants to smoke. You see, you tell yourself, Christ is my living bread. And put your eyes on that cross. And apply that to your mind. See, there are three things required to sin. Number one, the nature of sin. Number two, the willingness to sin. Number three, the opportunity to sin. I've taught you that. You see, the new birth deals with the nature of sin. It falls off. Why? The new birth is like circumcision. The foreskin is cut off. Hallelujah. The foreskin of that old life, of that old nature, is cut off the day you receive the life of God. And through the renewing of your mind, you handle the willingness to sin. Listen, nobody sins without thinking about it first. Oh, glory to God. What we call the acts of sin now. But what does the ministry of the word does? By the power of the Holy Spirit, it strengthens your will. Oh, hallelujah. He strengthens and energizes your way. So the more you expose yourself to feed on the roasted lamb. Oh, Rabaku Sebrunde Kilakapaya. Is somebody here this morning? The more empowered you are to live a victorious life, to live a life of holiness among men. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Christ is our feast of unleavened bread. Never give excuses. And of course, while you are breaking a simple habit, don't walk in guilt and condemnation. Receive the love and the righteousness of God. Glory to God. I've taught you that before. But insist that this has to fall off. Because there's provision for it. It's unleavened bread. Third, first fruit. First fruit. Jesus was raised at first fruit, his resurrection. That's number three, right? The feast at springs. Have I lost you? Number three is the feast of first fruit. Now, that was fulfilled in the resurrection of Jesus. The Bible calls him the first fruit from the dead. And that resurrection made a new generation possible. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans chapter 4 verse 25, he can put it up. He says, who was offered up for offenses? That is Passover. But he said, he was raised for our dikaiosis. He was raised for our justification. He was raised for our justification. He was raised for our righteousness. His resurrection has brought us righteousness. His resurrection has brought us eternal life. This is why you have to believe in the resurrection to be saved. Is somebody here this morning? Look at this. Raised again for our justification. That is the first one. And the last one, I'll just close it. I've taken out of your time. Pentecost. Aye. The Feast of Pentecost. You see, you count 49 days. That's 7 weeks. It's called the Feast of Weeks. 7 weeks from the Passover also in Exodus. That was when they had the Feast of Weeks. What was Pentecost? Pentecost in the Old Testament was when the law was given to Moses at Sinai. That was the Pentecost too. Exactly 49 days from the Passover. From the day after the Passover, making 50 days. Glory to God. That was the Feast of Pentecost. Now, if Pentecost was the receiving of the law at Sinai, the fulfillment was the coming of the Holy Spirit, where God, by the Spirit, writes his laws in our hearts. Hallelujah. He writes his laws in our hearts by his Spirit. Amazing. When the law was given to Moses at Sinai, at the Pentecost of the Old Testament, 3,000 people died. When grace came, when the Holy Ghost came, on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 people were saved. Is that a coincidence? That means for us, Pentecost is empowerment. For us, Pentecost is the birth of the church. For us, Pentecost is our entry into that dominating power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We are not helpless. Jesus said, I will not leave you helpless. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. And on the day of Pentecost, for that feast to be fulfilled, the Holy Ghost came and the church was born. And the laws that were outside were written upon the tablets of our hearts. Oh, he prophesied it in Ezekiel. He said, no, I will not give them laws on the outside, but I will write my laws in their hearts. Hallelujah. For their sins and their iniquities, I will remember no more. They shall be unto me a people, and I shall be unto them their God. That's what happened at Pentecost. That is a joyful sound. That is a joyful sound. You can see why we have victory. You can see why when we shout, listen, life responds to sound. Are you listening? Life responds to sound. But see, the sound must be coming from the place of revelation. The sound must be coming from a sacrifice upon the altar. The sound must come. What happened on the day of Pentecost? They say suddenly there came from heaven a sound as of a rushing, mighty wind, and the Holy Ghost came. Sound. 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 You know, I've not entered the message. Father, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is what rejoicing about. Christ is our Passover. Christ is our living bread. Christ is our Pentecost. Oh, hallelujah. He's our first fruit and our Pentecost. This is why we walk in victory. Just speak in tongues and rejoice. This is why we walk in victory. This is why we walk in victory. This is why you should not be depressed anymore. He took it away in his empowerment and Pentecost. He took it away. You have a Passover. Why should you be depressed? Someone say, but Christ has done all these things. Me, I don't know. That's pride, though. That's pride. Humility means you receive what God is saying and say, Father, thank you. This is my experience from now on. In the name of Jesus. If Christ is my Passover, sacrifice for me. Peace is my experience. Satan can no longer run rampage around me. In the name of Jesus. Rise to your feet and bless the Lord. Oh, Father, we love you. Father, we love you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we love you. Father, we love you. Oh, we give you praise. Can you take 2 minutes to seriously praise? Seriously. Seriously. Raise the sound. Lord, thank you. You are my Passover. Lord, thank you. You are my righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The hand of the Lord is upon us. The presence of the Lord is with us, and the shout of the King is in our midst. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I rise and rejoice. You are not praying like you heard something. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for giving me the victory. The Bible says, thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus. That is that victory, that Christ is our Passover, that Christ is our redemption. Thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just close your eyes and lift your hands. Father, I pray for everyone standing here. We have entered the second half of the year. I stand in this blood, the blood of the everlasting covenant, the blood of Jesus. And I proclaim blessings upon them. I proclaim strength upon them. I proclaim open doors for them. I proclaim great opportunities for them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Everything that they lost in the first half of the year is restored. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I stand and I declare, I don't know who believes me this morning, but I release upon them crazy testimonies, mind-boggling testimonies, ear-tingling testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever their heart desires are, that they have voiced before you as we were praying. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you receive speedy attention of heaven and speedy manifestations in Jesus' mighty name. Give the Lord the craziest sound of joy.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.